Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatric consultation and also initial evaluation for comprehensive counseling in corporation. Date of evaluation is July 26, 2024. The patient was seen where the first patient is a initial evaluation. Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Scarfone, S-C-A-R-F-O-N-E. His date of birth is 2/26/1994. Telephone number is 313-316-5362. This is initial evaluation. Identification data. Brian is a 30-year-old single Caucasian male. Living with his girlfriend. And going to be soon engaged. He is working as a financial advisor in Equitable firm. Reason for evaluation: for depression and anxiety, history of present illness. Brian described that he was following outpatient treatment with Dr. Barb, and was getting venlafaxine, VENLAFXIN, 150 mg daily, trazodone 50 mg daily, and ativan 0.5 mg daily for his depression and anxiety, which has been going on for last 7 years. However, he started treatment with the psychiatrist four years ago. Period. Brian indicate that he has been anxiety all his life, but his depression getting bad since he was in college. He described that medication has been helping him. He sometimes feel sad and depressed. The reason for first depressive episode is because when he was in senior year of college, his girlfriend moving out. Recently, before COVID breakdown, during COVID time, his father disease with myocardial attack, but his funeral was done only for a month ago. He has been constantly anxious, worried, and thinking about his father, whom he was very close to. He does not pinpoint the reason for his anxiety, but it has been going on off and on, making him nervous. Whenever he makes some plan, thinking about it, he gets overwhelmed and anxious. But right now he has problem with the concentration. Sometimes feel tired, but he has been doing exercise mingle with his family members, play video game, go for a walk. He started feeling better. Period. Although he's still having difficulty to focus. Sometimes his mind wanders, get distracted, but he can organize his activities. He denies any suicidal, homicidal behavior, denies any auditory, visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. In past, he has been having panic attack, but currently denies any panic attack since he's taking medication. He has been smoking marijuana at least 2 times a week. In the past, he was drinking alcohol, but he has not drank for many years. Medical history is unremarkable. Social history, positive for marijuana abuse. Past history of alcohol use. Personal history, he completed bachelor degree from State of Michigan and have master degree. He is working for this agency for 4 years and has been having relationship with the girlfriend, and he is planning to get married. Family history: his mother is 67 years old, father is diseased. He has 5 brothers and 1 sister, his second youngest in the family. His family history is remarkable for anxiety, depression. But his 2 brothers have been diagnosed bipolar, and everyone in the family has anxiety. On mental history examination, Brian present as a tall Caucasian male, 5 feet 9.5 inches in height, 240 pounds in weight. He was alert, oriented, time 3. He has a good eye contact. Motor activities were normal. His mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. His speech was clear. Currently, he has been sleeping better without any medications since he is doing exercise, going for a walk, and making himself active. His thought process was coherent and logical. He denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. His thought process was coherent and logical. He was cooperative, attentive, good eye contact. At times he has difficulty to focus, but he can complete assignment and organize his activity, denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, plan, or any attempt. Calculation ability was fair. Abstraction ability was fair. Judgment size seems to be good. He is of average intelligence. Access 1. Generalized anxiety disorder. Rule out persistent depressive disorder, marijuana abuse, past history of alcohol abuse. Access 2, defer. Access 3, defer. Access 4, poor self-esteem, constantly worried about anxiety, family history of anxiety. Other psychosocial stress, recent death of his father, Access 560, 65, prognosis fair to guarded, recommendation. I discuss about the medication. I will continue venafloxacin, 150 mg daily since it has been helping him. For sleep, he described that he has been off and on. Sometime he does not take, because since he is taking, doing exercise and making himself active. Also, he is taking at even 0.5 mg daily on a PRN basis. I further discussed that I would rather gradually take him off from the Ativan, as it is a good medication, but it is cause emotional, physical dependence and develop tolerance after some time. I increase gradual reduction by decreasing 0.5 mg, by decreasing 0.25 mg as he's taking right now. May consider Buspar, BUSPIR, 5 mg twice a day. Risk, benefit, side effect to explain. Patient was also given idea about improving his self-esteem, work on his psychosocial stress and sleep pattern by cognitive behavioral therapy. He agreed to see a therapist to work on his anxiety. Patient has no history of sexual, physical, emotional abuse. Does have some mild features of ADD. I will monitor and consider a trial of low doses of Ritalin. However, at this time, since I am seeing him first time, I will not make any changes. I further discuss to get a complete physical and blood workup. He has substance supply of the other medication. I will give him prescription for Buspar, 5 mg twice a day, 30 tablets, and like to see him 2 weeks. A follow-up appointment was given in 2 weeks. This is the end of dictation. Progress is fair to guarded. End of dictation. Next revision.